We welcome Twin Shadow, the band name for George Lewis Jr., back to the cafe today. His debut album, Forget, in 2010 was produced by Grizzly Bear member Chris Taylor and was included in Pitchfork's top 50 albums of 2010. His new album is called Confess, and George produced it himself. I asked George Lewis about the differences in the two albums, as Forget seemed to be more of a themed album.
The way I think of records is I'm communicating what is kind of most frequent in my life at that moment. And it just so happens with Forget, a lot of what I was dealing with was thoughts of the past, in a way, my past. Whereas Confess was very much me just thinking a lot about my life in the moment right now and all that. So,
what does Ton Up mean? This is the Ton Up tour.
Ton Up just means the ton is 100. So Ton Up is just faster than 100, basically.
And we'll get the story about that, because it has to do with you riding motorcycles, I know. But we'll get to that in a moment. But why don't you do a tune to begin with?
Sure. This is 5 seconds.
Full sign. Twin Shadow, George Lewis Jr. playing live on the Cafe today, and that is 5 seconds. One you probably have heard before from Confess. Great, great song. I can't believe this is just a four-piece. Go around the room. Who's playing live today? It sounds great.
So we've got Wynn Bennett here on keyboards and all kinds of other strange things going on over there. Andy Bauer also on drums, but not just drums, other things.
He's triggering a bunch of stuff, it looks like.
Yep. And we've got Bram Inscore on different types of bass things.
Both electronic and stringed. Now, that song, 5 seconds, there is a video with some great slow motion martial arts in it, and also you on your motorcycle. And we were talking about Ton Up, and as you say, that's over 100. I kept hearing there was this motorcycle experience behind a bunch of these songs, and I assumed it was like an accident, but it's not really that way, is it?
Well, I did have a motorcycle accident, but it was 8 years ago or something like that. And it got kind of confused in my like kind of mission statement with the record. And all I really was talking about was one day when I took my motorcycle out and, you know, did my best to get it over 100 miles an hour, which is a feat for a vintage motorcycle. And I managed to. And it was more about just kind of the excitement of the sentiment I was trying to get across was how excited I was to be putting out another record. But people love to focus on the grim events, you know.
And how does that? You've been really creative in this very short period of time. I mean, 2010, not so long ago when you did Forget, and this album clearly you put a lot of work into. But where did your novel come in? You've written a novel called Night of the Silver Swan.
Yeah, that was done I started it during the kind of during our tour in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I've been working on with a friend, and it's kind of still in the process of being kind of completed in a way. And it's something that I kind of have a lot of different plans for. And one way of showing that it was in existence was kind of basing the videos loosely on it. And it was a way for me to not use someone else's ideas for a music video and just use my own in a way.
So it affected that more than it affected the music?
Oh, yeah, certainly. Yeah. I mean, the music really doesn't have much to do with it. I like writing fiction, but my music isn't really fiction, you know?
Yeah, I kept reading about that. If you're singing about a character in the song, these people are real.
Yeah, I mean, it's me, you know, for better or worse.
Interacting with other people who are real, sort of my point.
Right.
Yeah. Well, do another one. What do you want to do next?
We're going to do Run My Heart.
Makes me scream. I couldn't Those things I've seen like a shape, trembling things like the ache from used windows. I've been working on making it start, working on making it start again, but not in love, not in love. I've been working on making it start, working on making it start again, but
it's run my heart. That one from Twin Shadows. We're really happy they're playing live for us today on the cafe. It's George Lewis Jr. and company. George, you were born in the Dominican Republic, and then you moved to Florida. And when you made the transition to move to Boston, I read you say some things about you were making music, but it was more like a day job. What were you doing?
Oh, well, I used to work with Wynn for a dance company, and that was our kind of day job. We composed music for dance.
Ah, not exactly non-creative, but not necessarily with you as a focus.
Not necessarily satisfying.
Right, right.
At all.
And that's when you started doing what became the first album?
Right.
Well, we have space for one more here. What would you like to finish up with?
Cool. We're going to finish up with When the Movie's Over.
When the Movie's Over, finishing up our set today from Twin Shadow live in the studio, music from Confess, George Lewis Jr. Thank you so much for coming in. Sounded great.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it. We had a good time.
We shall be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.